expecting from these Canucks?
Well, they got a nice team. You know, they've done good. I think Tortorella's done a good job with their team. You know, they've got strong goaltending. Their defense are pretty decent. They got, you know, three lines that can go pretty good. So, you know, they'll be coming. I think this is their last game before they got a 7-day break, so they'll be ready to go.
What are the keys when you play a team for the first time in 2 years?
Well, we haven't seen them very much. We know their personnel, but their coach has changed. It's not so much them that we haven't seen. It's that their personnel can give you some grief. You've got, you know, Kessler's a big man to handle. Santarelli's playing well. They've got some good chemistry with that line. The Sedin twins can give you some grief as well. So, and then their goaltending. Their goaltending's pretty solid, so it's those things present some issues that you have to deal with. You know, the Sedin twins, you have to deal with those guys. They can tangle you up pretty good.
Because they're so good on the cycle, what are the main keys to defending against them?
Well, it's not so much the cycle with them. They play a two-man game with a third guy in front, more or less. But they play to the inside. They're smart. They know where each other are. I mean, it's not a simple. The key is to them is you have to play on the inside, and you don't want to be playing too tight to them. Make sure you're covering the inside on them, and recognize that there's two guys that you're dealing with. Not usually one. Might be one. Seem like one, but the other guy's around. And they really play that puck inside a lot. They don't keep it to the outside like a cycle. They do that little play and then chip it to the inside. They have some good chemistry together, that group.
Does it make it more of a challenge to match up with having the second change on the road?
Well, it's a little bit different. I don't know how his changes are going to go, you know, so you got to. But I don't worry myself too much with matching up with one line. I usually always try to match two, but Kessler's line is going pretty good too, so it's got to be aware of what you got going. But I'm comfortable matching three lines with their two. Let's put it that way, so I can deal with that. You always got overlap anyway, and I don't know that you're going to chase down the Sedin so much. You focus on them, and then other issues come up. So I don't think we'll get too worried about that.
You guys had a pretty good night on the power play the other night, but this is the top PK in the league. What's the key to getting chances?
They're aggressive. You know, they're aggressive. We know what they do. The biggest key is going to be our execution and being ready for pressure. They've got some things that they do that force you to really use your skill and your hockey IQ, you could say. They're going to have to be sharp. We can attack them, but we're going to have to be sharp in how we do that.
Pretty much the same lineup then after a night like that with a lot of success?
For us?
Yeah.
Pretty much the same lineup. Yeah, with this one change, Tangredi's out and Peluso's in.
How do you like how your new D pairings have sort of settled in?
The D pairs are okay. They're going to be challenged today. We'll have to see how that goes. You know, like, that's always a general state of flux for us because how guys are playing and how they're going, you know, like, you've got these forward lines. They could give you some grief for Charlie, our D coach, so you got to be aware of what's going on, you know, like, you're going to need four for sure, and maybe more than that, so you got to make sure that the guys are thinking, because if you're not anticipating and you get out there against one of those lines, they could hurt you pretty bad, so it would be important that we're sharp.
Hey guys.